Last year, a few days before Chaitra Purnima, Pandit Baba Haricharan and myself were in the ashram in Radhakund. And Gurudev, he said, "Oh, you should tell everyone about this Avirbhav." And I said, "How?" And he said, "You take auto scooter with Chandi speaker and microphone. Sablokshaniye, Chaitra Purnima, Shamko, program chalu, Monkey Bihari Mandir, Sablok Ainge." So, this is Gurudev, Pandit Baba's vichar, the old system. I said, "Okay, Gurudev, I don't know about that way." So all year long I was thinking, Gurudev's agya, Gurudev's icha, his order. "Please, you tell everyone about this Radhakund, original. This is original parents' day. Praman is Srimad Bhagavatam, Tika, Jiva Goswami Pad. Thakur is Amaniya or Prasad? Thakurji Dedo. Amaniya, just tell him it's Amaniya. Amaniya. He's unoffered. Only devotee takes prasad. Prasadi mala, prasadi bog, prasadi kapra. Everything devotee, everything bhakta has kapra, Thakurji arpan, then bapas, then badmi. Prasadi kapra, prasadi kana, prasadi full. Even Gurudev, you serve Guru, you put tulsi, you cook for Guru, you put tulsi and give to Guru, then Gurudev offers the Thakurji, the system. Bhakta means prasad. It's like in the Saru Log, Babaji Log, it's a custom to go to old Babaji's. "Oh, Baba, you have prani joli, prani bag. Do you have prani chatter, something I can have?" Because it has tadiya shakti, has power, because it's connected to the great Siddha saints. So if they give you the old bag, so this is prasadi, prasadi kapra, prasadi cloth. When we stayed in Radha Damodar temple in Sevakunj, 89 to 92, the Gosai there, whenever his wife would buy a new sari, first they would offer to Radharani. And Radharani was wearing the sari. Next day, the Gosai Patni is wearing sari, prasadi sari. And I said, "Oh, first time I saw, hey, this is Radharani sari." "Oh yeah, all our clothes we offer to Radha Damodar. This is a bhav. This is bhakti bhav. This is the bhav, the sabhav of the bhakta. Everything Krishna. Krishna is he's the bogi. He's the enjoyer." So then that was Gurudev's idea to go with auto rickshaw. And then Haricharan said, "No, everyone will get angry if we do that." So we wrote some article. An article was posted here and there. And I'm just making this point that we all have gurus, and our gurus have wishes and desires and agya, guru agya, they give each one of us, "Oh, please do this seva, do that seva." And if the devotee tries his best to do that seva, then all the mercy of guru and Krishna come to him. All subkripa comes by trying to please the guru. So I was thinking, Gurudev wants this, and I'm thinking, how is it possible? Everyone's thinking that Bahulastami is the day. It's the day of snan, the day, but not the appearance day. We will explain that also. So we wrote one article. We have a little Facebook. But I was thinking, that's very small. We have to go, more people, devotees should know. Because my Facebook, very small. So what to do? So I sent to Vrindavan Today, with some new online newspaper, "Vrindavan Today, Your Daily Dose of Brajaraj." Nice title. I don't know those people, but I sent, and then they published the article. 15,000 circulation. And then someone sent me email today. He said, "Guess what? Vrindavan Experience..." Another Facebook, Vrindavan Experience. It's all photos of Braj. Vrindavan Experience, FB. 81,000 people looking every day. 81,000. Vrindavan Experience. It's some Russian devotees live of ISKCON. They live in Vrindavan. They make movies and films, and they posted the article. It was on, you know, Vrindavan Experience, 80,000, 15,000 Vrindavan Today, my little Facebook and posters, and so everyone in Vrindavan is talking about it. So I will give the larger lecture later on, around 11 or so. But just I wanted to share this small point about Guru-Shishya Sambandha and the value and the significance of the Guru Agya, that whatever order our Guru gives us, it may be small, it may be big order, but we have to samarpan. We have man, tan, dan, Guru samarpan. So he gives agya. Oh, please do this. Please do this seva for Thakurji. Please do that seva. Oh, how will I do this seva? Very, very katin seva, bhot badhiya seva, but bhot bara seva, heavy seva. So then you pray, and you pray, oh, Krishna. So you try something. Oh, please, if this can only go here and there. So gradually, what we call nowadays social media, things go here and there, everywhere. So now, as of today, over 200,000 people know about this event. It's been sent to different places. Vrindavan Today, FB Vrindavan, Facebook Vrindavan Experience, 81,000 people every day. It's all pictures, fantastic pictures of Vrindavan. Great devotees. Then Vrindavan Today, your daily dose, 15,000. So that's like 1 lakh. My Facebook, 30,000. That's 1 lakh 30. His Facebook, 5,000. 1 lakh 35. Shukadev's Facebook, 5,000. 140. Advaita's Facebook. So like this, right now, 2 lakhs of people know about this event. And so somehow, Radharani, we have the Sobhagya and Kripa to be here on the second annual original Avirbhav Tithi, Radhakund. So this is very nice. And we see as it, because we sent this letter out, and my Facebook, very little response, nothing. Then finally, Radharani, oh no, it goes here and goes there. And all of a sudden, oh, listen to this. People are sending me, it's over here, it's over there. There's big posters in front of ISKCON Temple. Some devotee put up 2 posters, 6 feet long. Dome meter by 8 meter. 2 posters in ISKCON announcing the event. What is this? What's going on here? It's the glories of Guru. It's the glories of Radharani. This is such a significant event. Now we're all part of history. We're all sitting here together, aware of this event, and we've come here to take snan and worship Radharani. But this is direct service to Radharani. This is Radharani's Janam Tithi. She appeared on this day in this prema form. This is rasa roop. This is rasa roop. Radharani is made of ras. Mahabhav surupini. Ras means rasoham apsukonteya. Krishna's telling rasoham apsukonteya. Ras means water. Ras means divine love. Ras means satisfaction. Ras is Bhagavan. Bhagavan is ras. Rasavai saha. In Upanishads, rasavai saha. Labda anandi. If one labda anandi. The whole verse from Upanishads, rasavai saha labdva. Labd anandi jayate. If someone acquires, if he, Rasaraj Sri Krishna, if someone meets him or serves Rasaraj Sri Krishna, labd anandi, he acquires, he becomes blissful. Rasavai saha labd anandi. Because he's full of ras. So ras means, there's 2 lakshan, do lakshan, ras. 1 lakshan is chamatkar. Chamatkar, ras is chamatkar, ascharya. You know these words, Hindi words? Ascharya, chamatkar. Ah, Bhagavan. The sporty and anubhuti. Bhagavan Anubhuti, Anubha Spurtis, and Kabi, by chance, both Durlabh, 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 Admi, Sakshatkar, Sakshatkar, Bhagavan Sakshatkar. We're sitting here at Swami Haridas's bhajan, piche, piche kamra, Thakurji samne, piche, that kirki, this is a baitak, Swami Haridas's baitak. Swami Haridas came here and did bhajan here at this sangam. And he's having darshan of Banki Bihari. In this very place, right where we're sitting, Swami Haridas is having darshan. So this is the bhajan stali. And so Swami Haridas, he's Premi Bhakta. So he's having sakshatkar. So when one sees Krishna, it's bodh ascharya, bodh shamatkar, and anand, blissful. These are the two characteristics of ras. It's astonishing and wondrous, and it fills one with bliss. So this is what happens when one sees Rasaraj Sri Krishna. So Kunji Bihari is looking at Radharani. Radharani is looking at Kunji Bihari. This is the rasa sarup of Radharani. And when Kunji Bihari comes together with Radharani, it makes ras. Rasa rangini. Rasananda. It becomes blissful. Because we see in Braj Riti Chintamani. Braj Riti Chintamani is one pushtak by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Some people say that Radhakund is called Kangan Kund, Kangan Kund, Kangan. Radharani and Sakyon, Sub Sakyon, they took Kangan. They took off bangles and digging. Lakhs and lakhs of gopis and fatafat hojaiga, Radhakund. So then, here, this is the Aristasur pair, foot. Aristasur pair, Barabara pair, big Rakshash, Aristasur. So Krishna digging there, Krishna put his foot. This was Arista's foot, Rakshash pair, Krishna put his charan, Padmacharan. Krishna Padmacharan, Vitar, and then Apnayap, Shamakund. And Shamakund came and manifested. And then all the sacred rivers. So Vishwanath Chakravarti says, some people say this is the itihas. This is the itihas. This is the history of Radhakund Shamakund. Gopis, so much parishram, digging. He said, it's not like this. This is the Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, this is his rasa vichar. Because if vitar rasanand, then apka darshan rasa drishti. If someone's heart, if a heart is full of ras, vitar, heart, then drishti is vision. The vision is rasa, full of ras. Because he sees, because a rasa bhakta is called bhavuk. Bhavuk, you know Bhavuk. In Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, it says it's this book is for the Nirmatsarya. Bhavuk and Nirmatsarya. One must be free from envy and must be have sentiments. He must have a cultured heart. Bhavuk. Bhavuk means he or she has the ability to feel, and perceive love. Even in this plane, on this plane of human dealings, pati patni, mama bacha, bhai bhai, on this platform of human exchanges, if one is sensitive, he has a sensitive heart, a soft mind, a pure mind, nirmatsarya. Matsarya is Sanskrit for irshya, envy. So when the mind is shanti, then it's peaceful. And then if the heart is full of ras, then he has sentiments, he's bhavuk. Because bhakti is made of, bhakti means bhav, bhakti means prem. Bhakti is like the bijam. And the pushpa is like bhav. And the phal is prem. And the phal, the pushpa is very nice. It has sugandhi, saurav. Ah, ah, mogra, ah, ah, juhi, ah, juhi, ah, kadam, ah, 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 ratki rani, night queen, ah, nice. Chameli. So that's fragrance. So pushpa has saurav and has rang and has sparsha. A flower has color, has smell, has softness. And then that's bhav. When one comes to bhava bhakti, he becomes colorful, becomes soft, becomes fragrant. Fragrance is the quality of the flower. Pushpa lakshan is saurav. And saurav prabhav kya hai? What is the effect of saurav? Madukar. Madukar. Madumaki. Madumaki. Samaste. Honey bee. Flying. Madumaki 3 kilometers away, and this is a fragrant flower. Hey, he tells his wife, hey, you smell that? Yeah, you smell that? I smell that. But, achi, 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 both sugandhi. Oh, good. Kitnadur. Oh, comes to come. Kitnadur, comes to come, 2 kilometer. Pura, pura, bagisha, gula bagisha. Acha, chalo. Ah. Ah, mmm, ah. Then they're coming down on a pushpa and taking nectar, ras. Bhav has ras. Then that's the flower. Now the phal. The phal has color, like the fruit. The fruit has color, like the flower. Phal ranghe. And has saurav. And has sparsha. Flower is soft. Pushpa is soft, komal. And a phal is chikana. Smooth. Chikana, chikana. But then phal has ras. So prem, bhakti bhavan prem. Prem is the bhavuk. The bhavuk has fragrance. But the premi bhakti has ras. Premi bhakti has ras. So Vishnu Chakravarti, he's Premi Bhakta, and he's full of Ras, and he has Ras Drishti. So when he sees Radhakund, and he sees Shyamakund, and he thinks, no, no, no. How did Radhakund appear? How did Shyamakund appear? I will tell you. From Rasa Bhakta Vichar. One day, Krishna came to Radhakund, Madhyan Leela, about 12 noon. He was for Abhisar, for meeting Radharani, Radharani Milan, Radhakund me. Krishna is inside the kunj. And all Sakhi Manjaris came before, made nice pushpa, palang, flower bed, and some nice parrots are singing there. And some incense and sugandhi and some drinks and many things. Pan, chandan, many nice things inside kunja bitar. And Krishna is so impatient, so much utsaha, you know, where is Radharani? Where is Radharani? Radharani kaha, Radharani kaha, Radharani kaha. And his eyes, Krishna's eyes, nose, ears, everything becomes ears. His eyes become ears. His nose becomes ears. His ears become bigger ears. Because we can hear far away, we can only see a short distance. Listen to the radio. Sound is coming from so far away by radio, but you can't see. You can't see the man in the radio. So sound goes very far. So all of his eagerness comes to, his eagerness to meet Radharani comes to his ears. Eagerness. Eagerness. So, the wind blows the tree. There's a tree outside. There's a beautiful neem tree. And the wind blows the tree. And the leaves go, ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. Krishna, oh, that's Radharani's Nupur. Radharani's ankle bells. And Krishna runs out, ha, Radharani. He looks in this gully and that gully. Oh. And then one parrot, one tota, upre, neem pair, upper, bitar. The tota, hey, Shamsundar. Ha, ji. Suniye. That's not Radharani. That's neem pata. Neem pata. Ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. Hawaj. Hawaj coming. Neem pata. Ch-ch-ch-ch. Are. Are, tota. Suno, tota. Jao. Tota, jao. Radharani deki. Radharani kaha. Where's Radharani? Go find Radharani. So finally, Radharani came. And Krishna saw Radharani. Oh, Radharani. Mahabhavasrupini Radharani. Rasananda, my rasa srup, my everything. And Krishna became full of ecstasy. Vishwanath Chakravarti is explaining Brajvriti Chintamani, one egg pushtak. And then Krishna is looking, oh, Radharani, so beautiful. And then Krishna melted. How do you say melted, Hindi? Pigrina. Pigrina. Dravibhut. Dravibhut, that's Sanskrit. I know that because that's the symptom of bhava, nectar devotion, dravya, mashrinya. Your consciousness melts, becomes soft. Okay. Anyway, Krishna melted. Like the candle, you light the candle and it all melts into wax. Vambati. So Krishna melted into a pool, into a kunda of ras. And when Krishna melted into that pool of ras by seeing Rasanandi Radharani, Mahabhasrupini Radharani, that is the origin of Shyamakund. The origin of Shyamakund is Radharani. Because when Krishna saw Radharani, he melted into liquid, into ras. Radha ras sudha nidhi. Nidhi means ocean. Nidhi means gem, ratna, samudra. Radha ras sudha nidhi. Then Radharani is looking, oh, Sham, my Sham, Mera Sham, and now is a ras. Then Radharani melted into ras. Radharani's whole body melted into ras and became Radhakund. So this is the origin of Radhakund and Shyamakund. When Radha and Krishna saw Radha and Krishna Milan and the prem Milan of Radharani and Krishna, then they melted into the liquid ras. So this Radhakund is full of ras, and this is Rasabihari. Like we say, Rasabihari Sham. Maybe there's a song about Ram, right? How do they say? Ayodhya. Ayodhya Pati. How's it go? Ayodhya Vasi Ram. Ayodhya Vasi Ram. Rama Ram. Dasaratha Nandana Ram. So we say, Varsana Wali Radhe. Radhe, Radhe. Prishubhanu Nandini Radhe. We just like change because the main yesterday Radharani, then Ramji, then Aj Hanuman, Janamutsav, and so Hanuman. If you speak about Ram, then Hanuman comes. Here's Hanuman. No, this is Hanuman. This is Hanuman. He's like old like me. He's Hanuman. It's Kub Shakti. So this is. The appearance of Radhakund from Vishwanath Chakravarti. So this is all full of ras. So on that note, we'll stop the pravachan and we're going to have some kirtan.
Jai, 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 Sri Radhe.